Security forces in the Indian city of Mumbai are still hunting at least one of the gunmen who attacked the city on Wednesday night. It's now known that at least three Americans were among the dead, but most of those who died were Indian, and the attacks are a national trauma in India. MJ Akbar is an independent journalist and author. He's in Delhi. He says the people of India are angry.
The anger, of course, is against the attack, but there's also a great deal of anger against the inadequacy of the defense, and that we have not been able to prevent it, catch it, or even get an inkling of what was happening.
Well, you, in fact, wrote in England's Guardian newspaper yesterday quite a scathing critique of the government and its inability to prevent the attack. Of course, here in the United States, much has been said about our failure to prevent the 9/11 attacks. I mean, is it just a sign of how sophisticated terrorism is becoming, or is it really a failure of your government?
Well, you know, there's one major difference between 9/11 and what we're seeing today. America did not really have an experience of any mini 9/11. I mean, there wasn't a record by which the American government could have used in order to take preventive actions. But here in India, we've had this kind of thing going on for the last 2 or 3 years in a very intense and gradually escalating level. And we can understand if, you know, this is a sudden occurrence or a one-off kind of a thing, however bad, however extraordinary it might be. But when extraordinary things keep on happening and yet no measures are put in place in order to prevent the next, then I think the anger against the authorities begins to get justified.
Well, in terms of what might be in store, in terms of the consequences of the attack, you are yourself Muslim, and there are suggestions that the gunman may have been Muslim. There may have been some Muslim links here. Are you concerned about, and are you seeing any kind of backlash against India's Muslim citizens?
Well, I think one great silver lining to these dark clouds is the fact that the Indian people are showing a degree of maturity which is extraordinarily heartening, which is very reassuring, that despite the level of violence, despite the anger, which is quite evident all across the nation, and Muslims live all across India, it isn't that they live in only one city. Despite that, I think the Indian people are mature enough to believe that you cannot punish a whole community for the sins of a fringe or the sins of a few.
So you do not believe that this will inflame tensions between Hindus and Muslims?
Yes, I mean, I would be mistaken, or it would be erroneous to say it will not inflame tensions. Yes, the people realize that if they give in to the temptation, then they will have completed the purpose of this terrorism, which is really to destroy the harmony between Hindus and Muslims in this country.
Well, Mr. Akbar, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
MJ Akbar is an independent journalist and author. He spoke to us from Delhi.